Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. We're talking with the incomparable Congressman Claudia Tenney from upstate New York, member of the Ways and Means Committee and its Oversight Committee. Claudia, Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's best friend, or used to be, is going to testify on Monday before Jamie Comer's Oversight Committee. He could blow the lid off everything. I mean, this guy was involved in every phony investment fund, all the LLCs, including, I suspect, not just the influence peddling pay-for-play, but even the Joe Biden bribery or coercion. What do you make of that? What are you thinking? What's the scuttlebutt on this testimony?
Well, if he actually does do that, he's probably going to be in the witness protection plan. It's not going to be it really will put the link together. And we're hoping that he does reveal the truth. I mean, he apparently says that Joe has sat in on dozens of interviews and dozens of meetings. You've seen the pictures of Joe golfing with the Hunter's business partners. And remember something else that Hunter, you know, they always dismiss Hunter, which is what I thought the judge would do. I thought she'd, you know, accept the plea deal, and then they'd come out with this statement and say, oh, you know, Hunter's going to reform himself, and it's just a father's love for his son, and blah, blah. That's what they were. I thought for sure that's how it was going to end. I was not. I just never thought I'd see what was going to happen. But are we going to believe that this laptop that the FBI had from 2019 and that, again, the DOJ, FBI allowed 51 former intelligence agents to come and just dismiss it as Russian disinformation, and have the FBI shut down the New York Post and major publications from revealing what's in the laptop? And now we know from all these text messages that we know they're valid. I mean, look, Hunter's daughter actually, you know, the Hunter in an exchange with his daughter, he's saying, don't worry, he says to his daughter, unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary, you know, as the money's being exchanged. When is this explosive testimony going to come out? It's showing that as soon as Joe and Jill left the vice president's residence, they made $11 million. Like, that's cashing in. Now, granted, at that moment, they were private citizens, but this is continuing, and it was happening while he was vice president and while he was senator. So those are the things that we'd like to see in that public trial, and it'd be interesting if Devin Archer can put even more dot more I's and cross more T's on all the evidence we already have, including what the FBI informant said, and all this stuff.
I mean, you have all these bank accounts that were uncovered, these suspicious report bank accounts that went into the LLCs. I would think Devin Archer was in the middle of all that. He formed many of these LLCs. And I think he was one of the architects of the, you know, payment fraud for these LLCs that eventually got to Joe Biden. I mean, if that stuff comes out, it can blow the lid off this.
Absolutely. There's something like 20 different entities, and even I can't remember the name of the witness who said it was so complicated that you needed to track through all this, and it was intentionally complicated. If you're operating above board, you're not going to be creating 20 entities. You're trying to figure a way to confuse and conflate the truth and actually, you know, put the IRS and gum them up a bit. But remember, the DOJ the Department of Justice put the brakes on the whistleblowers when they were trying to get evidence that was in the so-called storage container in Virginia, when they said, oh, we better not do that. You know, we don't really want to do that. They communicated. Leslie Wolf, the U.S. attorney or assistant U.S. attorney, communicated with the Biden transition team and all, you know, gave them a heads up. So all this stuff is happening. Again, it's this dirty DOJ. Merrick Garland's a dirty cop. He supervises all this. He's got to go, too.
Yeah, I love that, the dirty cop. You're exactly right. Claudia Tenney, talk to us about the impeachment inquiries that Kevin McCarthy has now supported. He's very dramatic, and he spoke about it. And he actually had a press. He mentioned it on Sean Hannity's show, but he also had a presser later in the week. So it seems like he is very committed to this. Can you walk us through this process?
Well, you know, he wants to do something called an inquiry. Technically, I mean, I think you kind of have to call it what it is. It's an impeachment, and you could maybe have preliminary testimony and information, but I'd like us to see the full-blown impeachment, which gets us all the tools we need to do effective discovery, effective witness subpoenaing, and everything we need to actually prove the case. But remember, so now that this judge hasn't approved this plea deal, they're claiming there's ongoing investigations, DOJ, the Department of Justice, is going to use this as an excuse to say they don't have to come up with more information. So we're in a little bit of it was a double-edged sword with what happened in that court, but it was intentional. They came up with this plea deal to try to get rid of this thing, and it didn't happen. I do think Joe Biden is in trouble. I do think that, you know, what happens to Hunter is ultimately going to be whether Joe throws his own son under the bus, which he may have to do, or does Joe actually just decide not to become the presidential nominee and make this go away for the Democrats? Mm. We'll wait and see. He's got a lot of arrogance. I mean, we'll see. You know, I call it the arrogance before the fall, and maybe he will go too far. I mean, he's proven that, you know, he can't seem to stop his lust for enriching himself, so we'll see.
Would impeachment have authority over the Justice Department? If the Justice Department stonewalls, can impeachment overcome that?
Well, so impeachment is the process to, in the House, we're basically like the grand jury, and then the trial gets done in the Senate. The question is, will the Senate do the trial to remove, if it's ultimately Joe Biden, him from office? The charges in the federal court are on Hunter Biden. Joe hasn't even been brought into this yet. So that's where I think all this investigation will lead us to evidence that could be sent for a referral. Now, I've done referrals before. Back in my first term, we sent referrals over to then Attorney General Jeff Sessions on Hillary Clinton, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, James Comey, McCabe, Loretta Lynch, all of them. What we saw were bright line violations of federal law, and we referred that we actually wrote it out, if you will, in CRAN, make it really simple, and said, these are the violations we think that occurred. This is the statute violated. Go prosecute, and nothing happened. Mm. So, you know, again, a referral, there were referrals when Darrell Issa did his famous oversight investigation, and no one ever did anything. You know, they didn't, the DOJ, and none of them ever prosecuted. Of course, you had Obama and Biden in the White House. So this is the problem with DOJ. You're getting to the heart of the matter. Why are we not prosecuting obvious criminals? Why are we trying to make every move that President Trump makes into a crime? And that's what people are seeing.
And the final one is this FBI senior informant. There's a rumor going around. This is the guy that said there's 17 tapes, two with Joe Biden, 15 with Hunter Biden. There's a rumor going around that people know who he is. You know anything about that?
I've heard that. I don't know. I'd love to see if there are tapes, and I'm certain that would be very juicy to get those tapes out, and
right.
It'd probably be very damning, I would guess.
Yes, I would guess. All right. Incomparable Claudia Tenney, Congresswoman. Thank you, Claudia. We appreciate it very, very much.